Can an employer require employees to get a coronavirus vaccine? The more people get vaccinated, the quicker the pandemic is tamped down. That's how vaccines work. You've long had to show proof of some vaccines when you travel to certain countries. Kids have to have certain shots at most schools. Airlines are already starting to require flyers to show proof they've tested negative, and soon airlines, sports arenas may ask for proof of a vaccination. So, can employers require employees to roll up their sleeves? If I understand it correctly, the answer is yes, no, and maybe. Dorit Rice is a law professor at UC Hastings College of the Law. She specializes in vaccine law policy. Professor Dorit, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we see ethicists arguing this. This seems to be a really tough one with the coronavirus vaccines, having to do with the fact that they have emergency use, at least from the U.S. government. Talk a little bit about how that might complicate things.
So there's legal uncertainty on whether you can mandate a vaccine under an emergency use authorization. On one hand, the law says you have to let recipients know that they can refuse a vaccine and any consequences of that. So that would imply that they have to have a choice. On the other hand, the law does say that there could be consequences, and it says nothing to employers. So it's not directed at employers at all. It gives us conflicting signals, and it has never been before a court. So normally employers can mandate, so maybe they can mandate here too. On the other hand, because this is new ground, because this is vaccine that hasn't completed 2 years of testing, then maybe we can't require it.
Right, which is why you have the ethicist, our friend Dr. Arthur Kaplan, saying, hey, these are basically experimental drugs. You know, a requirement would never hold up to a legal challenge, but you also have your fellow law professor Peter Myers of George Washington University Law School saying, look, the FDA says, as you just said, the recipient or their caregiver has the option to accept or refuse, and this is the Pfizer vaccine, but as you just said or alluded to, it says you have the right to refuse, then it doesn't also say that you still have the right to work.
Employers, especially private employers, have the right to decide who will work for them. And part of that right is trying to create a safe environment. So one question is, if you require your workers to give the vaccine and something happens to a worker, there's both an ethical problem and there might be liability under workers' compensation. On the other hand, if you don't require the vaccine from your workers and one of them infects another worker or a customer, again, you face an ethical problem and potential liability.
But I guess my question is, if the FDA is saying that somebody has the right to refuse a vaccination and doesn't seem to go further there, can an employer fire them and say, you have every right not to take the shot? I'm not going to hold you down and force you to take the shot. But our workforce needs to be protected. That's my right. And so I'm going to fire you. In other words, there's a muddy area there, isn't there?
There is a muddy area. And it's going to probably end up with some employers doing exactly that and this ending before a judge. And a judge could go either way. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the agency that advises employers about discrimination in the workplace, has a guidance that suggests that, yes, you can mandate a vaccine under an EUA. And to remind you, employers have been mandating testing, and many of the tests are still under an EUA too. But it's still a risk if it goes to court.
Well, and is there another middle ground where an employer might realize that it's a right now it's just a legal jungle that we don't yet understand, and they might say, okay, I'm going to require that my workers all get vaccinated, except if they have a medical or a religious exception or a disability. And with those people and anyone who's refusing to get a vaccine, I will insist on this, whether it's wearing a mask or sitting apart from everyone. In other words,
yes. So there's a little bit of a distinction there. People with medical exceptions and people with religious objections, they have a legal right to be accommodated. And one accommodation may be you can come to work, but you need to wear PPE. So yes, you could say, get the vaccine or wear PPE, get the vaccine or you're going to be the one that works remotely or the one that works separate from everybody else.
Can someone refuse that and still keep their job?
That's up to the employer. The employer can say, this is your option. You can vaccinate, put an extra PPE. I will not employ you if you refuse both of them.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to see this, you know, that scenario, for instance, in court?
I think we will. And we have seen that in the influenza mandate context, where some employees challenge the mask mandate. Most of the time, it's unsuccessful.
And how about, we know the dollar store, for instance, which is a huge chain, is already giving an additional compensation, money, to employees to get a vaccination. For some, it's hardship. They have to leave work, or, you know, they have to pay mm-hmm. for it, whatever it might be. Does that run into any trouble if it's seen as paying off workers to get them to vaccinate?
It's actually very appropriate for a workplace to give incentives for things that they consider healthy behavior. For example, employers can have wellness programs in which they give bonuses to workers that participate in stopping smoking programs and so forth. Giving money for vaccinating can be seen as a wellness program. You're giving a financial incentive for people to do things that keep them healthy.
Fascinating. Dorit Rice, law professor at UC Hastings College of the Law, specializing in vaccine law. Professor Rice, thank you so much.
Thank you.